The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We finally got to eat our Christmas dinner. Let me explain. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so over the holidays,
you sent the wrong food to the wrong house.
I'm trying to explain this without confusing anyone.
We have two houses and we've been going back and forth.
Great way to explain it. Automatic. I had all the holiday ham, the tamales, you know, not tamales, the meat, the pork and everything for the tamales. All the big meats delivered. So I was sitting at home, you know, the day before Christmas Eve. Nothing was showing up. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I had it delivered to an entirely different city. So anyway, luckily, we live in a high rise, so they put everything in a freezer for us.
Hey, that's right?
So it's been sitting there for a good 2 months at this point.
Yeah, so we finally had Christmas dinner, and it was so good. We had this giant holiday ham over the weekend when there were no construction workers there. I finally got to cook in my kitchen, you know, use my pots and pans, made eggs and ham, and we just had a big old feast.
We only had to knock a little bit of dust off the
ham. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was wanting some ham leftovers. We can't cook right now because
we are still working on the apartment.
Yeah, so there's construction people inside the house every single day. Shout out Oscar from HTX Renovations.
We're basically doing a tour of restaurants around the city, and we ate at this place last night. It's a Mediterranean place. The thing that I thought was so cool is that, because it's all you can eat, they would let homeless people come in and they would give them a plate.
They were giving them a plate, Anthony.
And I was like, I saw like numerous people come in. I thought, because there's so much food there. There's no way they're going to ever eat all that food. And for the fact that they actually let people come in and take the food.
And also something I noticed is that there were a couple of people that weren't very kind. Some of the homeless people, they were a little, you know, aggressive. I'm really in their voice, the way they were talking. And the woman who was helping them was so calm as she served them that she brought their energy to that level. It was nice to see.
I will be eating there again.
It made my heart melt. Like, I thought, I'm glad I can't eat at home because I got to see that. And now it'll be one of our favorite places to eat. How many times have you been to a buffet and thought, man, they throw all this food away? This place is feeding the people that don't have houses. Yes.
Like us, exactly.
Yes. Like y'all. But pretty much, Anthony.
But they charged me.
Well, I think it was worth every single penny because they're doing good for our community.
Salute to them for real.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Comfy Day, everybody.
Wear your comfies to work today and tell them because the Dana Cortez Show told you to do it.
And it's also National Cherry Pie Day, which,
love a good cherry pie with some ice cream.
The flakiness on top when it's hot and warm, like you said, with the ice cream smelting a la mode on top. Let's go.
Hello. Mm. All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Love Your Pets Day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Love my Princess Aphrodite and her lover, Mr. Eros. They love each other very much. And I want a cat, too. I want to add a cat to the family.
So Dana is trying to, she's been pushing this cat on me for at least a month now. And anybody who has huskies knows that you can't have a cat with huskies. You can keep pushing it, but it's not going to happen.
It could happen.
It could happen, and then it could get really, really ugly.
Wait, Automatic turn this into not getting a pet day.
Yeah.
He turned this one into. But I think he loves the cats because he doesn't want to mix them.
I have so much love for that cat that I don't want it to get hurt.
It's National Tough Love Your Pet Day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I went and diagnosed myself on TikTok again. Hmm. Every time I have something going on, a headache, a footache, a pain or something, I Google it and there's a TikTok video that comes up and I go there and automatically it's something very serious.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to calm myself down with the TikTok self-diagnosis. No, because
Dana, you are way too intelligent of a person to be running TikTok for medical advice. What's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with me. And I'm the person who preaches misinformation. Don't go to the internet for, you know, we had WebMD, TikTok, who used to tell you have cancer every 10 minutes. Now it's TikTok who's up the game. It's even worse than WebMD.
Yeah, because they put the message that WebMD had and they put it to like a dance challenge. It's insane, dude.
It is. And then it's somebody who has no idea what's going on in the medical field telling me this. Why do I believe them? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because they have a lab coat on. They have a white lab coat on. That's all you need.
Or it starts out with, my sister had blah, 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 and blah, blah, and I'm just into it. I'm like, oh my God, I have that. It's actually causing a lot of harm. People are self-diagnosing mental health issues, self-diagnosing other kind of ailments, and they're buying medicine, the mental health issues. They're walking into psychologists' offices saying, I have this disorder.
My sister's a therapist, and every week she says 10 people have come in self-diagnosed that they already know what's going on, but they need help with it.
How do you know? I found out on TikTok. You know, and although I do think that we should all, if you're feeling something, you should look up, you know, symptoms, tell your doctor. We just spoke about my sister-in-law, automatic sister. She does have a brain tumor. And she kept telling her doctor, I have these symptoms. You need to check me. The doctor kept kind of brushing her off. Thank goodness she finally tested her.
TikTok actually helped her on that one.
Yeah, actually helped her on that one. And she's going to get treated. And so we're all very hopeful about it. Her appointments are coming up.
We got to figure out what's going on with it.
What about you, Dana Cortez? So you self-diagnosed with this vertigo, and then you went to TikTok, and TikTok told you you had it. Did you ever see
it? My sister-in-law told me maybe have a brain tumor like me. I said, okay. Sarah.
Can we get a medical professional somewhere in this equation, please?
That's the moral of this story. Yes. Go to the doctor, and don't even just take one doctor's advice. Go to multiple doctors.
I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I walked into Dr. Deathridge. That's our doctor. I walked into her office.
That's your doctor's name?
Our doctor's name is Dr. Deathridge.
Yes.
When Dana signed us up for that, I was like, just based on her name alone, we should not be seeing this woman.
I feel like I'm on one of those TikTok stories.
It's true. But she tells us to call her Dr. D. I walked in and I said, Dr. D, I think I have cancer. She said, what makes you think that? And I said, I'm having these symptoms and blah, blah. So she did blood work and she said,
no.
Stop going to the internet. You're fine. You're healthy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Man who, by the way, is an Ivy League graduate, valedictorian of his class. He's accused of shooting United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. This has been quite a few months that this happened. He released his first public statement, and it says, I am overwhelmed by and grateful for everyone who has written me to share their stories and express their support. Now, he added, while it's impossible for me to reply to most letters, please know that I read every one that I receive. Thank you again to everyone who took the time to write. Very short, but very telling, the fact that he is acknowledging that many people are reaching out to him.
Well, I think there's a lot of people have major problems with the healthcare industry.
I understand, but this man did a heinous thing.
He did.
This man did a terrible thing. Allegedly, right? He's innocent until proven guilty.
We've seen the video.
It's pretty clear what happened. I do understand people writing to maybe relieve themselves of their grief, of their concerns, whatever it is. Why they're choosing to write to him, I'm not quite sure. They should write to their insurance company. They should write to their congressman. They should write to their senator. That's who they should be writing to if you really want change. Well, Luigi Mangione is not going to be the one.
What he did was wrong, but I do feel like a lot of people feel like he stood up for everyone.
I know. That's such a loaded statement, though, to make, automatic. I understand what you're saying. That's why people are writing to him. But my mom recently, she had a very serious situation. Lost 35 pounds. I mean, the woman weighs maybe 90 pounds right now. She underwent a very serious surgery, 14 hours on the operating table. When she came out of that, she had a heart attack. And 2 weeks later, her insurance wanted to send her home. And there was no way. And I didn't write Luigi Mangione. I wrote them. I put it up on Facebook. I put it up on Instagram. I threw it up on Twitter. I sent them an email. I did everything I could. And then they DM'd me. They sent me a DM. It went down in the DM, honey, because I told them exactly what I felt. And I said, this is ridiculous. And they reassessed things and they allowed her to stay after I did that. Now, I'm not saying that was the perfect way to go about things for me.
It's not going to probably work out like that for everyone else either, though. You have a lot of social media following.
Well, that's not even the point here. We have to collectively come together. One of the things Luigi said is that people from all walks of life wrote him. It's not a political thing. It's a human thing that's happening right now. So we need to get together.
Well, I think not everybody, but a lot of people have that story. I mean, my brother, he had a stroke. He had to switch insurances.
Automatic, that was crazy.
They literally left him in the hallway of the hospital and forgot about him.
Yeah.
And said, go home. And then so he was able to get another insurance, got transferred
to Craig
Hospital.
That's because of the ACA. He was able to do that, though, the Affordable Care Act.
And he had an advocate. He had my mom out there, you know, really pushing for him, which is, you know, a great thing, too. I just feel like there's so many people that have these stories, and the frustration level levels are so high. And then you see these companies making record profits. I just read something that 95% of their profits go to their shareholders.
Ooh. And 5% go to actual care?
Yes. 95%.
And that's why 100% of us can come together and really force change. I believe that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco just bought their first home together in Beverly Hills. Now, it's nothing like a house I could buy, but I sure would like to walk through it. I'd like to do a little Zillow on this one. 7 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, a gym, a basketball court, a spa. The gardens are lovely. It cost them $35.5 million.
Dang.
I believe buying a house is the first step to getting married.
I believe Selena Gomez is doing really, really well.
So is Benny Blanco.
Yeah, but she's a billionaire. I think, you know, shout out to him. He's an amazing producer. But yeah. Her money is long.
Do y'all think doing it backwards by not? They don't live together now, do they?
No, they spend a lot of time together. Anthony, it's where did
that's
you
about
say
that? Real.
I have
it
all is. Billions.
Anthony.
That is a
$35 million house or not, they're moving in together.
I used to spend the night with DJ Automatic all the time. It was way different when we moved in. It was because when I would go, I could leave. I could, if I wasn't happy about something, go home.
I feel that.
Oh my gosh, the minute we moved in together, all his little quirks and messiness and little habits,
granted, they have a lot of space because it's a huge house.
It doesn't matter. But you're going to sleep in the same bed, automatic. You're going to breathe the same breath. You're going to wake up in the morning. You got a little funky breath. You have to go to the bathroom in the same house.
They're going
to
find out if they really like each other.
I will just say, I think size does matter a little bit because I've lived in a one-bedroom apartment with a woman, and I've also been to jail. And
Anthony, which was worse?
Honestly, I mean, living with a woman is tough because you're the fish in that situation anyway, and I got yelled at for how hard I brush my teeth. In jail, they didn't yell at me for that.
It's annoying. Yeah. Automatic this morning spit the wrong way. I said, what are you doing?
She literally told me, she was like, can you use less water and don't spit towards me?
I'm serious.
I was like,
no.
I gotta put it in the sink. I didn't spit towards you.
Keep your spit on your side of the sink, sir.
I do know what you mean about the jail thing, though, because when we were living in the Airbnb, I started to feel like a jail.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a small one-bedroom Airbnb. Shout out to the people. Would love them. But Automatic was like, I need space. Me too. I would go to the little bedroom. He'd go to the living room, and I would just close the door.
God, you guys are even treating it like a rec yard. What?
I don't even know. I don't know what that means. But I will tell you this much. I think Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez will be married before the end of this year. If they make it moving in together.
I'm sure the baby's on the way, too.
No, she can't. Well,
can she not have babies?
She can't have babies on
that. I didn't know that.
She's going to have somebody. No, it's okay. You don't have to apologize. A lot of people don't know that.
We need a little bit of a spicier take because there's still 10 months left in the year. That's kind of broad.
Well, hold on. Let me explain. First thing, she can't have babies on her own. She will have to take her egg and somebody else will have to carry the baby because she had lupus, right? And she had a lot of surgery. Her friend gave her her kidney. There's a lot going on. Number two, I will tell you now, Selena Gomez is going to have a hard time with this house because it's big, girl. You're going to have to clean it.
You've got a $35 million house. They have a staff. Yeah. And it's not just one person. No. They probably got at least 5 people.
Selena Gomez, Mexican-American woman from Texas like me, she's cleaning her own house. I'm telling you, nobody's cleaning her house.
Bank account says different.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna says that being a mother and her family are the most important things to her, which I understand. You might think that's odd because she's a billionaire and she's got a makeup line and she's got
best careers to exist.
Music, you know, a classic album. But in her mind, none of that matters besides her family. And so when her husband, A$AP Rocky, was wrongfully accused of something, she feared that her family would be separated forever. He was facing 20 years in prison. And yesterday, the jury decided that he is indeed innocent. Take a listen.
We, the jury, the above entitled action, find the defendant, Rakim Mayers, not guilty.
I cried, and I'm still getting emotional. I cried when I saw the video because the first thing he did was run.
He pushed everybody out the way.
He pushed everybody out of the way. He ran to Rihanna. She is in full tears and she's just hugging and holding him. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, if DJ Automatic, something happened to him if he was taken away from me for whatever reason, I would be so lost. And she's the mother of two small children. They have
grown up with their dad.
Yes. And she stood by his side. And that fear of just losing somebody that you love and not having any control over it. In this case, I'm so happy for her because she's so humble. I've met this woman. She's such a nice person, a genuine person. The money hasn't changed her. You know, she's the same person she was when she first came out. And I love that she had a happy ending in this. She actually released a statement. She said, "The glory belongs to God and God alone, thankful and humbled by his mercy." And I know that I would just be heartbroken.
I'm just happy for her and their family, especially yeah. those kids. They get to grow up with their dad.
Yes. And I do think that matters. I don't know my father, and so therefore you can't miss right what you don't have. But at the same time, I think I made a lot of choices because of not having that male role model in my life. I know that Rihanna, her father, she's talked about this openly. She loves him very much, but he wasn't necessarily the best role model for her.
Yeah.
A$AP Rocky is different. He did an interview recently, and he said how he loves being a father. I just think that these two together as a family unit make a strong,
they're a powerful couple.
They have a strong bond, and it was just exciting to see her so happy and give all the glory to God.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic came at me with this story. Anthony, he said that my cat and dog are going to end up talking someday. What? So what's the deal?
Researchers at New York's Rockefeller University found the human gene that actually is responsible for our speech. And they have planted it inside of a mouse. And that mouse is now communicating differently with his little mice buddies.
So he thinks he's above them.
No.
Because he can conjugate.
So that's the thing.
He can use verbs now.
Obviously, it's going to take thousands of years for them to come up with words.
Well, we don't have thousands of years, Automatic. I've got like 50 tops.
The fact that they're communicating with each other in a different way after having that gene put inside of them is mind-blowing.
Supposedly, that's the only thing that makes us different than other species of animals, because we are animals.
And
speech.
Thousands of years of evolution as well.
Man, I don't know if I'd want to hear a dog talk about what I do. I don't know if I'd want to hear that at all.
Oh my gosh, they'd be ratting
like,
on
you. You better not do that in front of me again.
Imagine your dog. You guys' dogs know all your secrets.
They do. You talk about everything in front of your pets because you know they can never repeat it.
You ever get home and just start venting to your dog and expect him to talk back sometime?
Imagine if they talk back. Yeah. Shut up, dude. Shut up. I don't want to hear you anymore. I just don't know if I would want my pets to be able to communicate that well. My dogs love to watch me sit on the couch and eat and stream my favorite shows.
They'd be like, gosh, you're so boring. Take us on a walk.
They would. They would be telling me to take them on a walk and give them some treats constantly because I can tell that's what my girl dog wants to say every 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle a dog with any more vocabulary because they're really good at, like, have you ever got a deep sigh from a dog?
Yes. Anthony, I just...
Oh, that hurts already. Imagine they add some words on that thing.
They have, you know that dogs have whites of their eyes like people do? They developed that through evolution. They're one of the only animals that have that, and because they all come from wolves and they used to beg for food from humans, and that evolution happened so that we would give them food. They have the whites of their eyes. Dude, some dogs have human faces.
And you just said you didn't think it would take 1,000 years for them to talk.
They're already communicating.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Netflix and chill. How about Netflix and Grub? Automatic will give us all more details in food news. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios? My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Sort Price Low to High.
Okay. We're going to start out with GTA 6 coming soon. But the big news that just leaked, DJ Khaled will have a radio station of his own inside GTA 6. And I want to be one of the hosts.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be great for us to be in the game?
That'd be just another reason for me not to get off the game.
I've been asking Automatic, do you want a Sony PlayStation? Do you want an Xbox? Like, what are we doing here? And he just won't do it, Anthony, because he says...
It's because of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh,
14 hours last time you played.
Yeah, and I got too much stuff to do in my life.
I mean, you know, there's a few rappers out there who've converted to streamers, and they make like 40 grand a day streaming GTA.
A day? Yeah. Oh, we're buying that
Don't
game.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Gosh, a day. That's wild. But
shout out to Khaled for getting the hosting experience. I mean, I would love to be a part of something
with
like that.
Khaled being the host, that means Drake's not going to be on a game, so that's for
Well,
sure.
I don't know. He asked Drake to be on a song, and Drake said, nah, homie. Yeah.
He said the only person you're going to get is Drake Bell.
Aw, all right, food. news, DJ Automatic.
Netflix is opening a restaurant in Las Vegas, and it's going to be called Netflix Bites, and it's an immersive culinary experience. So they're, and it's going to be based on One Piece, Squid Games, Stranger Things, Love is Blind, and Wednesday.
I want to go to Wednesday.
So the food will be inspired by those shows.
Jenna Ortega and Wednesday was phenomenal. Squid Game, by the way, we're watching that. The second part, it's more of a TV series this time, and I do love it. I absolutely am so into it already. This will be an attraction for Vegas because Vegas is all about the experiences. If you've never been, go.
So this is only going to be there for a year. And then they're
Hurry.
Yeah, I would think that they would take this to other cities, though, eventually.
Yeah, that would be good to have a whole different rollout for everything, too. Too bad. I can't wait for... Imagine they can do a Breaking Bad one. That'd be crazy. That'd be wild. Yeah,
One and Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Some
we're not doing
work.
Those. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Cherry Pie Day.
Let's go. Fresh out the oven, flaky crust, because you put the egg on top, you smeared it on top, and then you put the ice cream. It's a la mode, just smelting on it.
Mm.
Gosh. Yum. Cherry pie.
Ooh, after that, you might need to put some sweatpants on. It's National Comfy Day.
Hey.
Pretty love me my comfies.
The way I dress after COVID. But anyway, every day.
And wrap it up on National Love Your Pets Day. Which America does.
I think so. We spend billions of dollars on pets. It's different, right? The way that I feel about my dogs as opposed to the way my Nana felt about dogs. She loved her animals, don't get me wrong. But they were like outside, you know, she'd feed the neighborhood that big old bag, that red bag of Purina. But it was just different. I don't know.
I haven't seen my dogs in a week, and I had my nephew go outside and go hang out with them and put me on FaceTime with them.
FaceTime to dogs.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds
about right. All right, I want to make sure, remind you, it's Black History Month. Let's talk about the first black millionaire. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker. Born on a cotton plantation in Louisiana, she became wealthy after inventing a line of African-American hair care products. Can we give it up for Madam C.J. Walker?
Wow.
Let's go.
Start from the bottom.
Well, anyone who knows anything about black hair knows that there are still fights going on to this day to be able to wear natural hair, and we're here for you all day long. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I wish I had known that DJ Automatic leaves a trail of everything behind him before he moved in. Because we would have had that conversation, and his mother told me, if you ever wonder where he is, just follow the lights that he leaves on and follow whatever clothes he's wearing, because that's the way he undresses. And
I think the way she said it, follow the mess.
That's what your mom said. Mama Maddox said, follow the mess. You know, we talked about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco moving into their house. They got new digs, all of this $35.5 million. Oh my gosh. Doesn't matter how much money. You got to live with a person. And moving in with somebody is a big step. Automatic, you've never lived with anybody until you and I
live
together.
So I don't even know if you're a good roommate or not.
I'm a perfect roommate. I clean up after you. I wash all your clothes.
You're a great
wife.
You really are. You do everything for me. I'd be lost without you.
Well, you know how to
scale. That's all you wanted to hear right now. So there you go.
When we were moving, what was behind your dresser?
I don't know. What was it, Dana?
Wrappers, Snickers, candy, change,
and then she
receipts.
She looked at this that little mess, and she said, "This is your life without me."
trash. But you know, I still love you. It doesn't matter.
Pass a little stuff like that. But there are always things that nuances when you're moving in, especially with a romantic partner if they're now becoming your roommate. And one thing I wish I'd have known before I moved in with a woman is how much hair they shed. I did not know. Bathroom, my bathtub, everything. All my shower, everything.
You can't go anywhere without hair.
Yeah, I did not.
Getting a wife and a daughter.
Oh, whoa.
Double down on that hair.
I pick up my hair though. I do.
Yesterday I was sweeping it up, and I literally made a pile of hair. That's how gross it is. What else bothers me is the little hair swirl in the shower.
Okay.
And Dana leaves it on the glass so she can grab it later. Wait. But for some reason, it's always there when I get in the shower. And I'm like, why is this little gob of hair on the shower door?
Because I don't want it to go down the drain. So I get it, I swirl it up, and I stick it on the glass so I will remember to throw it in the trash.
It doesn't.
You're the one that told me not to put it down the drain.
Well, of course I don't want it, but I want you to take it with you. Imagine if I left a pile of my hair there every day?
Ew.
In comparison to the candy wrappers, this is not...
That's your life without me, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.